Welcome to the Oregon FBI's Tech Tuesday segment. Today, building a digital defense against rideshare scams. Oregonians are reporting a new kind of scam to the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center these days, and given the massive growth of rideshare services in the past couple of years, it's not surprising. Here is one driver's story. When he arrived at the pickup point, he received a call that he believed was from his company. The person on the other end told him he was a great driver and was receiving a $250 bonus. Using the driving app, the bad guy asked the driver to message him some personal information, including his sign-on info for the rideshare app, his Social Security number, his debit card number, and his PIN number. The driver noticed almost immediately that the fraudster was attempting to drain money credited to his rideshare account and his bank account. He realized the scam at this point and immediately started working with his bank to stop the transactions. How can you protect yourself? Be wary of anyone offering you free money. If you work for a company such as one of the big rideshare operations, they do not need you to give them your bank account info to pay you. They should already have it. If anyone asks you to give your login credentials to any of your work or personal accounts, don't do it. That's a big red flag. Finally, if you feel as though you may have been scammed, be sure to notify your bank right away. And if you are the victim of an online fraud, you should also report the incident to the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center at www.ic3.gov or call your local FBI office.